Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli in Virginia, Winston Earl Sears has the backing of President Trump. He was talking about her in Air Force One last week, and that's a good thing. So I have to restart my camera. All right, I'll restart that as we get started here. I'm having a little issue, I think. That's a good thing, by the way, that the president is now trying to help out and get involved with the race in Virginia, because it's important. It's a very, very important race. And he mentioned Winston Earl Sears, and he mentioned that Winston Earl Sears would be a great candidate, would be a great governor. I think if President Trump gets involved in this race, I think if President Trump decides to hold a rally for her, I think if President Trump does any of these things, it will matter in a big, big way. And I think the odds are better now than ever that he will, now that he's mentioned something about it. And that's good. So we have Johnny Cook to thank for that, because Johnny Cook was asking last week why President Trump is not doing more. Well, now you have your answer. He's about to get more involved, and he's about to get more involved in this race. I think if he does a rally for her, she will definitely win. And the same thing goes for Jack Cittarelli. Not that the president necessarily needs to do a rally for Jack, but if he were to get involved, if he were to get even more involved, it's going to help in a big, big way. Here's the reason. This race, like Virginia, is all going to turn. It's going to be entirely about turnout. And if you get Republican turnout going, if you get everybody in this race engaged, if you do these things, then the Republican candidates will win. Because it's a situation where you're talking about margins here, of very, very close margins. And we know that the Democrats have more voters, but they're not excited about their candidates. In Jersey, they're not excited about Mikey Sherrill. We know that. They're not excited about Mikey Sherrill, not at all. In Virginia, Abigail Spanberger had a lead, a significant lead. And then something happened, and that is Jay Jones, the idiot running for attorney general, and all his text messages came out about wanting to kill people and kill kids and everything else. His apology was your awful, scripted, terrible apology. And in addition to that, the number of Democrats who are acting like this is no big deal, like this is, it's no big thing. So what? So he made jokes about killing kids and watching them die in their mother's arms. Like, no big whoop. You know what I mean? No big deal. The amount of Republicans who feel that way right now, or Democrats who feel that way, is amazing. It really is. It's amazing. He should have got out of the race. It's probably too late for him now at this point. They're stuck with him. They're stuck with this guy. But he's bringing down the Democrat candidate for governor, Abigail Spanberger. He's bringing her down, which is good. And now Sears has a really good shot. In New Jersey, the lack of enthusiasm for Mikey Sherrill is translating into Democrats being like, you know, I mean, yeah, there's an anti-Trump factor that is baked in. That cake has been baked a long time ago, as far as Democrats who hate Trump and want to come out and vote against Donald Trump. But we knew that. That's not a surprise. But as far as Democrats being excited to go vote for Mikey Sherrill, that's not there. That's not there at all. Then there's another factor in this race to consider, too, which is that as we're watching all this play out and we're watching the enthusiasm and the momentum, we're also watching right now as electricity becomes a huge issue in this race. And the president mentioned that in Air Force One yesterday. He said, you know, these Democrats, if they get elected, your electricity rates are going to go through the roof. They're going to go up. Now, Fox News is showing a poll that's 55 Sherrill, 45% for Cittarelli. I've seen polls that are a lot closer than that. And as I watch those polls, I keep thinking to myself, you know, if this race comes down to one or two points of enthusiasm, and that translates into Republicans getting out to vote, then Jack wins because it's that close. But here's something else, too, that you have to realize, and it's this. Democrats are beginning to panic at this moment. And there was a story about Mikey Sherrill today that I read. Democrats think that she's running a milquetoast campaign. So when people call her Vanilla Harris, it might be the fact everyone assumes skin color. No. I think it's that she's running a vanilla campaign. The campaign is very vanilla. It's very milquetoast. It has no energy around it, has no vision. She spoke for 12 minutes the other day in Morris County, New Jersey. 12 minutes. In that time, she brought up Trump three times and didn't just like casually drop his name. Like three different times, beating him up and saying that he's the fault of everybody. He's the reason. Now, it's going to be close. Virginia's going to be close, too. Virginia's going to be close because Jay Jones is just absolutely that awful. He's that awful of a candidate. He's the kind of guy that when you watch him and you look at his pathetic response to this entire scandal around him, he just strikes you as a guy who is sleazy, but he's also running for attorney general. So attorney general, you know, you think you want to empathize with people and families and kids who've been killed and families who've lost kids. And how does a guy do it when he's made jokes about dying kids? And stuff matters to voters. It really does. It matters. In these close elections, little things matter in a big, big way. Plus, Sears is a good, I mean, she's great. She's solid. You know, if it's an issue where you turn around and you go, oh, all right, well, I think we'll go with the Republican or we'll just go with the woman. Well, you have two to choose from. So if that's your issue, boom, there you got two right there. If in Jersey your issue is I want to go with a woman candidate, and then you say that's the reason why, and it's Mikey Sherrill, well, the only thing I can tell you is a lot of women are looking at this race and thinking about their daughters. Not a woman as governor, but their daughter playing on a sports team and then having to deal with a biological male on that team, in the locker room, whatever. Because don't think for a second that issue's gone away. It has not. That issue is still very, very prevalent on people's minds. And as much as this guy, Jay Jones, is a terrible candidate and Zoran Mandami in New York is a terrible candidate, a piece I read today said Mandami's not considered the extremist. No, the extremist in the race, in this Democrat Party, I should say, right now, is John Fetterman. John Fetterman's considered an extremist. Why? Because John Fetterman has the audacity to say that he agrees with President Trump on things, like opening the government, which again, now the government is shut down. Again, the shutdown continues. Right now as we speak, the shutdown continues. So that's where we are. And he's now considered to be the extremist, and he's considered to be the guy that is the outlier, and he's considered to be the problem for Democrats. Not Mandami, the lunatic over in New Jersey, or in New York, the lunatic commie in New York. See, he's not the extremist. What does that tell you? Tells me that this is the change, again, the Democrat Party is going through. The change the Democrat Party is going through right now is extremists in their ranks. And so if they have somebody who acts like a mainstream Democrat, that person then becomes the outlier. And the extremists like Mandami become the party standard bearers. So what do you do if you're Mikey Sherrill? You run a vanilla campaign. You run a milquetoast campaign. You try to avoid upsetting your wacko base. And at the same time, you try to just hope that just being a Democrat's enough to get you elected. Well, it's not. Not in a state like New Jersey, which has elected Republicans for governor. Not in a state like Virginia, in a state like Virginia where they've elected Republicans for governor. I mean, Spanberger gave an answer on men playing in women's sports. It rambled for 3 minutes and she never actually said anything. Other than it's very obvious she's trying again, not to upset her extremist base, and at the same time, not to say anything that's going to hurt her with people that are not complete lunatics. Mikey Sherrill doesn't want to say anything. I mean, half the problem with these Democrats right now is they don't want to say anything. They're just terrified. They're terrified they're going to say something that's going to upset their fringe group wackos of the party, or they're going to say something that's going to upset mainstream voters who they have to win. But then again, the wacko fringe group of their party is the bulk of their party now. This is a terrible spot to be in if you're a Democrat. Meanwhile, if you're Jack Chitarelli, if you're Winston Earl Sears, you can cruise right now towards bringing over not just energized Republicans who are energized because they see that they can win. And that's the first key. The first key to everything is to believe you can win. The second is now this idea that you can bring these people over who are in the middle, the independents, the people that are, you know, they're not particularly partisan. And they go, well, you know what? Democrats have been in charge in New Jersey for 8 years. I don't like things. I'm not happy about things. And I'm going to go with the Republican. My electricity rates are soaring. And I'm going to go with the Republican. Jack Chitarelli actually has a plan to do something about it. Mikey Sherrill doesn't. And Jack's talking about it. I mean, he's got an ad now where he's actually bringing up electricity prices. I think this is smart. I think he should do this. I think he should double down on this. I actually think right now, electricity prices might just very well be the number one issue heading into this race. At this moment in time, as we make the closing argument in this race, everybody knows taxes are high in New Jersey. Everybody knows, but the electricity prices, not something people are used to. In addition to their homeowners' rates going up, in addition to their property taxes going up, in addition to all these things, then you deal with all of these other factors, and then suddenly now you open up your electricity bill, your natural gas bill, and you go, why is this so high? The president spoke about this race on Air Force One, and Jack has a new ad out. Let's cue up cut number eight. This is Jack's new ad. The choice is clear as we're getting into the phase of the campaign that we call the closing argument. This is the closing argument. Where we're getting into a place right now where a lot of voters have made up their minds. Hundreds of thousands of them have already voted by mail. Most people by now know who they're voting for, but there's still some that are undecided. But you also, in the closing argument, have to get your people out. You can't just assume that everybody who's a registered Republican is going to turn out and vote. You can't just assume that everybody who's perceived as a likely voter is going to actually turn out and vote. Part of the closing argument is not just to win over people that are on the fence. It is also to convince people, hey, we got this. We can win. Come over to our side. Come over to our side and vote. You can do this. You can win. We can win. So this is cut number eight. This is Jack Chitarelli's new ad. Take a listen.
On taxes, the choice is clear.
Are you willing to commit to not raise the sales tax?
Jack Chitarelli.
We are not raising the sales tax.
Mikey Sherrill.
I'm not going to commit to anything right now.
No surprise. In Congress, Sherrill backed higher income taxes, small business taxes, and even Social Security taxes. The bottom line, Jack Chitarelli will cut taxes. Mikey Sherrill will raise taxes. We can't afford Mikey Sherrill.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was from the Republican Governors Association. But still, a good ad. It's on message. It's on point. That line she said in that debate, they said, will you commit to not raising the sales tax? And she said, I won't commit to anything. That's a bad line. That is a line that is following her. That is a mess up that is following Mikey Sherrill everywhere Mikey Sherrill goes. Dumb thing to say. All you have to say in a debate like that is, no, I'm not raising sales taxes. Even if you do, you don't say it. You don't admit it. You don't tell people, yeah, I'm going to do that. You just turn around and you go, what? What are you, nuts? And then if in a year you have to raise sales taxes, well, I mean, you never have to, but if in a year you decide you're going to because you're a Democrat and you're just tax and spend, and well, then you blame somebody. You blame something else. You blame some externality. Or you just don't do it. There's always that option, too. They can't help themselves. Why would you stand in a debate stage and say that? Will you rule it out? I'm not ruling anything out. You poor SOBs, you don't like your 7% sales tax? Well, it might go up even higher. I'm not ruling anything out. And that anything also implies I'm not ruling out raising income taxes. I'm not ruling out raising whatever. And don't forget, too, Mikey Sherrill also said when it comes to clean energy, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. But if you're a good person, you'll do it anyway. Let's cue up cut number nine here, Sean. If you're a good person, you'll do it anyway. Listen, I'm a good person. I like to think I'm a good person anyway. I know lots of good people around me. We don't think you're being a good person by paying an arm and a leg for alternative renewable energy that doesn't freaking work. It also kills whales and dolphins. Like, I don't think it makes you a good person to support these monstrosities, these wind turbines, these massive wind turbines off the Jersey Shore that kill whales and dolphins. I don't think that makes you a good person. I don't think it makes you a good person to support all these Chinese-made solar panels. I don't think it makes you a good person to support the kind of energy that actually is so unreliable, yet costs you an arm and a leg, has a limited lifespan of maybe a few decades, and then ends up in landfills that overflow our landfills with solar panels and with gigantic wind blades. I don't think it makes you a good person at all. But you see, the left loves their whole good person mantra. And if you don't do what we say, you're not a good person. If you don't follow our clean energy nonsense, you're not a good person. If you don't give up your gas-powered car, you're not a good person. And that condescending lecturing that they do as they decide what's a good person and what's not a good person. Much like how if you don't think the border should be wide open, you're not a good person. If you don't think illegal immigrants should get free health care, you're not a good person. And they do judge people that way. When people say they've had it, they don't like that. They can't stand that. What do you mean I'm a good person? What do you mean I'm not a good person? I don't need you lecturing me about what that. I don't need you telling me I'm a good person or not a good person. I don't need that. I give me a break. I don't need you telling me if I'm a good person or not. But the left has always had this idea of they are morally superior than you. And that their policies are morally superior. So it's not just a matter of you rejecting their policies. Remember, you're rejecting something that is good. Yeah, and then that makes you not good. Right. You're not good. You're a bad person. The very same people that say hate has no home here and put those signs on their lawn, they actually do hate you a lot. They hate you a lot. So here's Jack's new TV ad, cut number nine.
You need to move into clean power. It's going to cost you an arm and a leg, but if you're a good person, you'll do it.
Unbelievable. Talk about out of touch. I'm Jack Cittarelli. Politicians like Mikey Sherrill and Phil Murphy just don't get it. They're making New Jersey unaffordable, especially for the middle class. We need a change. My plan brings down property taxes, lowers electricity bills, and cuts your income taxes. Because you should keep more of what you earn. It's time to fix New Jersey. When I'm governor, we will.
Good. Great. Excellent. Excellent ad. Spot on. Right message. Right tone. Right everything. That's what you want right there. You want a good message. You want a strong message. And you want a message that is very simple for people to understand. Mikey Sherrill is acknowledging it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. And Jack is saying, I'm going to save your arms and your legs and also save you money at the same time. So you don't have to give up your arms. You don't have to give up your legs. And you also will save money. Sounds pretty good. Oh, but you may not be a good person. Well, if anybody really believes that argument, that if you don't embrace the green wacko energy ideas, you're not a good person, they can shove it. Because we've heard that a million times, and none of us think that that makes you a good person. None of us believe that. Here's President Trump on Air Force One. That's cube cut number seven. As he was flying home, he was talking about how Virginians should vote for the Republican. Now, he didn't say either name. But I mean, he's got a lot in his mind. But obviously, the Republican in Virginia is Winsome Earle Sears. The Republican in New Jersey, Jack Cittarelli. Cut number seven.
With the lieutenant governor.
I think the Republican candidate is very good, and I think she should win because the Democrat candidate's a disaster. So I haven't been too much involved in Virginia. I love the state. I did very well in the state. But I will tell you, I think the Republican candidate is excellent, and I think the Democrat candidate is a disaster. I watched her in the debate. She couldn't answer the most basic question. And, you know, a big thing with that race and also the race in New Jersey is going to be energy. Both of the Democrats are going to drive the energy prices through the roof. through the roof. Your energy is going to double and triple. If the Republican gets elected, your energy is going to be coming down by 70-80%. Thank you very much, everybody. Vote Republican.
There you go. Good. Now, we know that a rally from Trump, I think either state, I think both states, it only helps to have him get engaged. If you hate Trump, that cake is baked. If you really despise him and you hate him and you're at a No Kings rally, it doesn't matter. You're not changing your vote from Jack to Mikey. You're already voting for Mikey Sherrill. You're already voting for Abigail Spanberger. But if you are a Republican and you don't feel particularly enthusiastic, if you're a Republican and you need to be fired up, well, the president coming in and doing something would be huge. It would be huge. That is the big story of the hour as we kick off this hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Bridget was there today, as a matter of fact. She's getting a checkup, got a cleaning, said hello to everybody. Everybody's so friendly over there. He is my family dentist, and he even cleaned my night guard for me because I wear one of those anti-snoring night guards that Dr. Mike designed for me, which has helped tremendously with my sleep. And yes, Bridget brought that and they cleaned it, and it's disgusting, quite frankly, because I don't do a great job myself of cleaning it. So, but they professionally did it for me, and it was very, very nice. So if you're wondering if Dr. Mike is really my dentist, yes. And they had to clean my filthy, disgusting snore guard that I use every night. It's gross. Ugh, it smells a lot better now. Thank God. Anyway, big show for you today. As we continue along, we'll find out about the Democrats, what they're up to with the cheating in Passaic County, New Jersey, a county President Trump won in 2024, and a county that Jack Cittarelli is on track to win in 2025. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
So... a lot going on. There's breaking news all over the place today. Let me give you a quick overview of what's happening in Passaic County, New Jersey, because this is a story that matters in a big way. I don't know if you remember those videos of, there was one in particular as a clerk, like a county clerk, a municipal clerk. She was out there. She was caught stuffing ballots in a ballot machine, a ballot box. And it was her video, her camera. And she was caught doing these things. Now, at the time that happened, we were all told that could never happen. Could never happen. There was no way that you could ever, ever stuff one of these ballot boxes. These are the kind of things where you bring a ballot, you return it, you drop it in, you do that. We were told that could never happen. What are you, nuts? No way that could happen. Stop. And then she got caught. She did it on camera, caught doing it. So we were all told, well, as long as you have video cameras that are there, and then she had a camera, but she was monitoring it. It was her camera. So it took a whistleblower in her office to come forward and say, this woman is stuffing her own ballot boxes and hiding it up because the camera is her camera feed. Thank God that whistleblower came forward. But I think reasonable people agree that if you're going to have a box where people can drop ballots in, that should be monitored 24/7, and it should be monitored on video. And I said at the time, well, the answer to that actually is to put the video feed on the internet so that everybody can see it. So everybody can clearly see 24/7 if somebody is playing games, and, you know what I mean, put it up on, in the, put it in the cloud, put it on the county Facebook page, county Instagram, whatever. The 24/7 feed, whatever county it is, Passaic County, New Jersey, PassaicCounty.gov, there's your feed of the cameras, and there it goes. So Trump wins Passaic County in 2024, very heavily Latino population there, and it was a big shock. City of Patterson's there. President Trump did very well in the city of Patterson, New Jersey. So right now, the New Jersey Republican State Committee is asking the United States Department of Justice to help out. What is the issue? The issue is that the county decided they are not going to have any videos to monitor the in-person drop boxes. They're not going to have it. So the law firm that's helping the state with this is Archer and Griner. The county Democrats have refused to assert basic security cameras, a sign-in log for the county's ballot storage rooms. Very basic things that you and I would both agree, common sense, technology allows for. And the only reason why you would say no to that is because you hope that there's cheating. I mean, there's no other explanation for it. There's no other explanation except you hope that, you know, some way, shape, or form, somebody could cheat. Patterson is the city, is the county's most populous city. You've heard about Patterson. You probably even saw the movie. There's been several movies made of Patterson, New Jersey. Maybe you remember the one about East Side High, for example. Maybe you remember the one about the hurricane, the song, the Bob Dylan song about the guy who actually did it. Whatever, you know the city. And it's particularly infamous for vote-by-mail irregularities. As our buddy Matt Rooney points out at SaveJersey.com, in an especially disturbing incident in 2020, 3,190 of 16,800 ballots cast in the 2020 council election were disqualified, and a new election was ordered by the court. In recent years, Passaic County has been home to infamous voter fraud schemes and among the slowest counties to count ballots and certify elections in the entire state. That's what the Republican State Party Chairman Glenn Paulson said in a statement issued over the weekend. Frankly, given that Passaic County Republican Party is justified in their suspicion about what happens outside of public view, and the Republican Party stands firmly behind their legal demands for election integrity and transparency. The stakes are high. Passaic County is New Jersey's newest swing county. Chitterelli fell short there by less than 4 points in 2021. Last year, President Trump narrowly won the county. And I say narrowly, it was 49.6 to 46.8%. So less than 0.1% is how the president won that county, due in part to his strong performance with non-white voters. Look, the fact that Trump won Passaic County is huge. It's a big deal, but he didn't win it by a lot. 49.6 to 46.8. So I should say Three. I misread that. I'm sorry. So 49.6 to 46.8, not 48. My dyslexia kicked in. 49.6 to 46.8. You know me with math and numbers in general. So just a couple percentage points. But still, I mean, he won. Still a big deal. But it was close. So now they're turning around. They're saying, I don't understand why. And I think every person with a freaking brain would say the same thing. You have a box. People can walk over there and put ballots in that box. Why would you not have that secured? And I expect that even if there are cameras there, I expect Epstein-like funny business to occur. I do. I expect that with all the Democrat counties with these drop. I would not have them, first. If it were me, I would not have them. I think it's way too insecure. You've got the ability to return it by mail, which at least then has to go through the United States Postal Service. And if there are shenanigans, you can track that down. If mail trucks start showing up and dropping ballots off in the middle of the night, like we know it's happened, at least you got a freaking license plate. You can go in person. You can go in person and vote. Early in-person voting starts. I don't know why you have to have a box that just sits there for people to come and put ballots in. I think it's just asking for trouble. But that said, the law allows it. It's not going anywhere. So I can talk all day long about how I don't like it. It doesn't change the fact that it's going to be there. So there it is. So at the very least, then, you need to have steps to monitor the access, and you need to have steps to ensure that ballots are not stolen and that the box is not loaded with ballots that don't belong there. And the attorney points out Passaic County has a long and sordid history of vote-by-mail fraud with multiple indictments for ballot stuffing and falsifying vote-by-mail ballots. Despite these indictments, the New Jersey Attorney General's office has proven incapable of prosecuting these matters. Indicted politicians remain in office years after their initial indictment. It is clear that the New Jersey Attorney General's office is incapable of enforcing the law and protecting the integrity of elections in Passaic County, so they are asking for federal election monitors. Federal election monitors. Why? The New Jersey Attorney General's office is not the only one at fault, because the Passaic County Board of Elections and the chairman, who happens to be the Democrat County political chairman. So think about this now. Only in America, only in Jersey, only in a Democrat county can you be the chairman of one of the two major political parties and also be the chairman of the County Board of Elections. So you're the Democrat Party boss. You're also the boss of the County Board of Elections. Let's understand these are two separate things, although in Democrat counties, they're pretty much one and the same. On the one hand, you're the boss of the party. Your job is to raise money and get Democrats elected. On the other, you're in charge of the County Board of Elections, which in a blue county, your job is to get Democrats elected. So while they technically should be two separate things, they really are not two separate things. However, they should be. I mean, don't you think, honestly, that if you're going to be on the Board of Elections or you're going to be the chairman of the Board of Elections, you should not be able to be in a position of leadership in one of the two major political parties? Wouldn't that, again, be one of those common sense things? Say you got a vested interest in your party winning here, and you are in charge of the elections. You're in charge of the County Board of Elections. You're in charge of making sure that there's integrity and ballot security. Really? In one instance in 2020, news reports indicate hundreds of stolen, falsified ballots were received in Passaic. And the chairman of the Board of Elections, who's also the chairman of the Democrat Party in the county, he didn't care. He didn't care. So now you have a chance to have transparency. Now you have a chance to do these things. Video cameras and access logbooks so we know who's going in. Like, think of it like an evidence locker in the movies. You want to know who's taking evidence out. You want to know who's going in. You got the ballots stored somewhere. Have logbooks. This way, if ballots go missing or extra ballots show up, you can say so-and-so was there. You got a camera on it. You got all these things there so that everybody can monitor it. And there's no question around this. Video cameras and access logbooks. What's wrong with that? Absolutely nothing. And the only way you'd be against this is if you want cheating. You want cheating, then you don't want logbooks and you don't want video cameras. That's it. That's the only other answer. There's literally no other answer than that. I want cheating. Why would you want cheating? Well, because it's a blue county, we're Democrats, and that's what we do. It is? Yes. And I think that's what we need to do, is to make it as easy as possible to cheat. As easy as possible. The video cameras were to provide 24-hour surveillance in the room where vote-by-mail ballots are stored. The logbook was to guarantee that everyone getting access to the storage and counting room was noted and proper procedures were followed, including requiring one Democrat and one Republican to be present during signature verification. But the same guy in charge of the Democrat Party, who's also in charge of the County Board of Elections, said, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. And the shenanigans that have happened in that county have happened under this guy's watch. His name is Curry. He's the chairman of the county party, and he's the chairman of the County Board of Elections. Only in New Jersey, only in a Democrat county. John Curry. You call him chairman, double chairman. Chairman of the Democrat Party and chairman of the County Board of Elections. County Board of Elections is a government agency. The Democrat Party is a private entity. He's chairman of both. The Democrat Party's there to ensure Democrat candidates get elected, and this guy's in charge of the County Board of Elections, which is there to ensure fair and impartial elections. Does that sound like a conflict of interest to you? Abso-freaking-lutely it is. And in all the years I've been in Jersey politics, I would think that's a job you should not be able to get. If you're chairman of a county political party, whether that's Republican or Democrat, you also can't be the chairman of the County Board of Elections. But I forget, it's Jersey. You could do anything. Nothing matters. And then you can literally look people in the eye and go, hey, what do you want, monitors? Yeah, we're not getting those. You want video cameras? Yeah, no, we're not doing that. You want people to sign a logbook? They go in the room where the vote-by-mail ballots are stored? Nah, we're not doing that. Stop it. You go, but you're a Democrat county. Don't you think that in the interest of making everybody feel secure, it would be particularly incumbent upon you, considering how close the last presidential election was, considering how close the last gubernatorial election was, considering Trump only won the county by a couple points, wouldn't it behoove you to make sure that everybody feels a sense of calm and confidence? Nah. Nah. I don't think so. Well, okay then. So then they need to have federal monitors who can be there and ensure that there's proper election integrity going on. That's where we are right now with the shenanigans of a state like New Jersey in a county that is blue, but yet Trump won, that Jack only lost by a few points, and Jack has the momentum on his side going into Election Day with a lot of non-white voters. Black male voters don't like Mikey Sherrill. Hispanic voters don't like Mikey Sherrill. Jack is winning with Hispanic voters, and Jack is doing better with black male voters than any Republican has in a very, very long time running for governor. And Trump crushed it with that demographic in that county because they didn't like Kamala Harris, and they don't like Mikey Sherrill either. And Barack Obama can come out and lecture everybody and say, you know what, you're sexist, you're racist, whatever it is, whatever. But at the same time, I can tell you that they don't care because they have their reasons for voting, and it's not because they're racist or sexist, but please lecture away. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli if you would like to weigh in. Halloween is coming up, and a week from Friday, we are going to be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. That's right. It's going to be our Halloween extravaganza, and I'm very excited, and I hope you'll join us for that. These live shows are always a blast. Halloween is going to be off the charts. I can't tell you if there's going to be a costume competition. I can only tell you that you'd be highly encouraged to wear a costume because it'll be a lot of fun. And they go all out for Halloween in Cape May. They go all out for the holidays in Cape May. They really do. Christmas is amazing. And now this is great for you. From now through December 18th, enjoy a fabulous midweek fall escape. When you book a multi-night stay at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, you'll receive 10% off your room rate, plus resort credits, good at Hemingway's Restaurant and Bar, or the gift shop. If you're planning a weekend getaway, don't miss the Grand Escape weekends, perfect for couples or friends looking to relax and reconnect. And it's never too early to plan your Thanksgiving or holiday break. My wife was telling me today about the number of days off and half days the kids have between now and Thanksgiving. They got the in-teacher conferences going on. They got back to school night, all the nonsense. My kids are off today for for I think the Indian holiday, if I'm not mistaken. Well, take them to the Grand Hotel of Cape May. They'll love the heated indoor pool. You'll love having a restaurant right on site, and you'll love the weather, which is absolutely gorgeous this time of year. But maybe you want to do a grand escape weekend, perfect for couples or friends looking to relax and reconnect. A beautiful time without the kids. Either way, the Grand Hotel is your destination. So go online and book at GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And make sure you join us on Halloween, October 31st, for our next live show. All right? It's going to be a blast. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I just announced President Trump can send the National Guard to Portland. Look at that. He can send the National Guard to Portland. That is something that just happened, and that just came out a few moments ago. So we'll talk more about that in the 4 o'clock hour with you as the show progresses. A lot of other breaking news coming out today. I tell you, it's one of those busy days. But I'll tell you, I'm excited about the prospect of the race in New Jersey going the way of Jack Cittirelli. If Winston Earl Sears can eke this out in Virginia, Mandami, there's no hope as long as it's a three-man race. I mean, let's face it. But if by some miracle something were to change and something were to be affected and somehow something could move the direction, imagine what kind of that would look like, a sweep, if you were to be able to sweep all three of those major contests. Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself. These are all going to be very, very close. The exception of New York. New York is not going to be close. However, that could change if something were to change. And I saw a poll today that if Curtis Lee was done in the race, Cuomo and Mandami, it's basically a dead heat. Now, I wouldn't consider Cuomo to be a win. I just think it would be less of a freaking disaster for New York City than Mandami. It's like what Dana Perino said today when I was on America's Newsroom with her, and we were talking about this guy up in Maine who's running, and he has said these really crazy extreme things over the years, this candidate running for Maine United States Senate seat. But he did something very unique. He put out a almost 5-minute video taking full responsibility and acknowledging all the things that he said and blaming it on PTSD and coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan. And I thought, well, that's a good strategy because, you know what, at least the guy's trying to own it. And in this day and age of people owning and pouring their hearts out in social media, it may actually help the guy. Versus the strategy of Jay Jones in Virginia, which is that he comes across like a politician. He sounds like a robot, doesn't sound sincere. I'm not saying the guy is going to win, and I'm not suggesting that he should win. I'm just simply saying that that strategy of pouring your heart out for the world to see may, in fact, be helpful in this day and age where everybody lives on social media. But the point that I also made was Bernie Sanders is backing him, and Bernie has said some pretty freaking crazy things. And Bernie's also backing Mandami. And Dana's point was, there's a Mandami coming to an election near you. This is not a one-off, and she's right about that fact. Zoran Mandami is not a one-off. Mandami is coming to a race near you. This is the new Democrat Party, a party where John Fetterman is now considered to be the extremist, a party where John Fetterman is now considered to be the extremist because he says he wants the government open and wants to work with Trump and doesn't want to call people fascists and doesn't want to call people Nazis. It's nuts, I know. But a federal appeals court today, just breaking news a short time ago, the president may deploy the National Guard across Oregon for now. It's a 2-1 ruling from a 3-judge panel on the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit lifts a lower court order halting the president's deployment. National Guard members, the appeal will be working its way through. Another order from the lower court blocking Trump's takeover of Oregon's National Guard will remain as such. Rather than reviewing the president's determination with great deference, the district court substituted its own determination of the relevant facts and circumstances because Oregon and Portland officials had sued because they didn't want ICE there and they didn't want the National Guard there. Again, I cannot figure out why a Democrat mayor or governor would not say thank you and welcome the help. I can't figure this out. For the life of me, I cannot figure this out. All right, we got a lot more to talk about as the show goes on. Big 4 o'clock hour coming up straight ahead, so don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.